in the flesh.
I'm glad to see you. We had a little fun at your expense last time. You were scheduled. You didn't make it. We joke that you were newly retired, and that's not a joke because you are newly retired. You were sleeping in, and so we totally forgive you. But what is retirement like?
Well,
inquiring minds want to know, Mike.
It's kind of like every day is a weekend. Most wives have like honey-do lists.
Yeah.
Mine wrote a book. It's on hard copy. I mean, it hardcover. I'm working on being cantankerous. I'm failing, I think, at that. But it's been good.
Good.
It's been good.
I'm happy for you after many, many years of hard work. You know, you deserve it. And you're not really retired because you are our mayor.
Yeah, word got out that I was retired, so my schedule is really picked up some reason.
I bet. Yeah. So I want to know, like, at your office, because you were telling me off air here a little bit that at your office you will get the occasional phone call or email or whatever of somebody that wants to discuss a matter with you, and you kind of have that policy, an open door policy, ask Mike a question, whatever. Mm-hmm. You're really good about getting back to people.
Well, I have a policy of getting back to you within 24 hours. If you contact me, I think it's good policy that you get an answer, and you get an answer quick. You might not like the answer, but you do get it. It's a part of being a responsive government. And I know our city staff tries to do the exact same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I will be having open hours for people the start of August on Tuesday mornings or Thursday afternoons. You want to come in and talk to me about anything at all, you're more than welcome. You don't need an appointment. You just come up to City Hall on Tuesday mornings or Thursday afternoons. Sit down in the office and we can chat.
Okay, so are there set hours, the office hours? Like
the City Hall opens at 8:30, so it would be 8:30 to noon. And then on Thursdays from 1 to 4:30.
Okay. Very cool. That's great. Visiting with our mayor, Mike Lottie Hoff. Now, Mike, you have been out and about doing some stuff around the community. First of all, I want to talk about the Water Plaza, the Apgar Water Plaza. You have been by that recently, and you told me it's hopping.
That it's a rocking place, especially in this weather. What's nice is the parking seems to be adequate for it. I know a lot of people have taken advantage of parking under the 6th Street Bridge so their cars stay cooler. But the place is really going. I tell you what, you go by there and that's just crazy. And the nice thing is parents are being very mindful of their children.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. What about the bike trailhead? You've had some good comments on that recently as well.
Yeah. Yesterday afternoon, I stopped in at the Ann Kaiser bike trailhead. And they were working on the bridge, the Emerson Bridge, and it is so awesome what they're doing. They're waiting on just a few more fasteners, that kind of thing. But the colored waves that they're putting in, like ripples, is going to be, people are going to be really cool. And then I believe they plan on lighting it back up to where the lights don't blind people and driving by. And it's going to be something else. You're going to be neat. Now, don't run down there and bother the construction guys down there putting it in. The bridge is still closed, but I think it's going to be open here maybe within a week.
Oh, cool.
Maybe.
Maybe for a few bike riders coming to town.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Possibly. They've got some brackets yet to get, specialized ones that are coming in. The crew is doing great.
Yeah.
And it's almost kind of mind-blowing walking through there.
I bet. Where are you going to be during RAGBRAI? Because I notice you're wearing biker shorts right now. You're wearing, showing off the legs this morning. Are you going to be riding?
No. That would be bad. I will be at several places. I'll be helping check the SAG trucks in at, from 5 o'clock till, I believe, 9 o'clock that morning. And John Hall is going to be getting me an itinerary of where I'm expected to be and when.
Oh, a lot of waving.
He didn't mention dropping me from a Black Hawk helicopter.
Really?
I don't know if that's good or bad. So we'll have to see.